This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, pastor here at the First Baptist Church of Algiers in New Orleans, and where the Old Trailblazer goes out every day, Monday through Friday, across many, many stations. And then we have the Voice of Truth broadcast every Sunday morning here at the Tabernacle, and also across about 45 radio stations, and that broadcast has been on the radio now for about 50 years, and I appreciate if you're listening, if you'd let me know that you also hear the Old Trailblazer and the Voice of Truth. Let me give you my website quickly. It's radiomissions.org. And you can go there and pull up live streaming, and there you can find our daily broadcast there, our Sunday broadcast there, the early morning, the worship hour and the Bible school. And then on Sunday night at 6:30, you can hear the Sunday night service, or on Wednesday night at 7:30. All of this is Central Standard Times, of course. And you can hear us there. Just go there to the website, radiomission.org, pull up live streaming, stream down there till you find the web, the material that you need. You'll see it. And if you need any help, write me or call me. I'll be glad to help you with it. But also, I'd like to give you my mailing address. It's Radio Missions, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. I'd like to hear from some of you. We've come through a long, hot summer now. We've come down in the fall of the year, and we need some help with some of the broadcasts. So if you don't mind helping us with the broadcast, and I've asked folks to go out in the backyard, dig up the old coffee can, send me $100. I had a couple of folks do that. You might think I'm being facetious, but no, they wrote me, sent me a coffee can with money in it, and I appreciate it. So if you want to help get the gospel out, you want to be a missionary, you're a missionary at heart, you write me. I'll be able to send you many tracts of Pastor Shelton's booklets, messages in booklet form for you to give out at the hospitals, the jails, and the library, and the washateria, wherever, and put them in your purse, lady, or in your pocket of your car there in your console, and hand them to somebody. I had a lady told me the other day, she went to a medical building. She went in 6 different offices and asked the folks, would you like to have some good reading material? And they said, well, sure. And she said she only had one person refused it. Now, my friend, that's great. That's how the Lord does. That's how the Lord opens sinners' heart. But we're bringing you this study on Revelation. We're looking there now in the 9th chapter, and we'd come down to the 21st verse, and we read that verse to you there, where they repented not of their murders and sorcerers and all of those things. But listen, also it says, as it was in the days, we had said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Lord. It is time now for you and me, my friend, to cry aloud and spare not. Turn to the Lord and live. Day by day, as we give out the message here at the church, over the radio, at the mission places, we give you that word, turn to the Lord. I know when the Lord was dealing with my heart, Pastor Shelton would tell me, Pendarvis, turn to the Lord. Turn to the Lord. And I didn't know how to turn, but I asked the Lord, Lord, you turn me. Lord, you turn me, and I shall be turned. Then the word says they repented not of their sorceries. This word sorcery means the charming of others by means of drugs or magic, which is commonly practiced in the pagan world and throughout our own country. It is the calling of the evil world to human affairs. Oh, listen, when men have turned away from Christ, as they have done by the wholesale and the retail, it is inevitable that they will turn to the evil world. Men must worship something. Did you know that? They do not love the truth, will not have the truth of God's word. They worship their own opinion, count you as crazy when you adhere to the word of God and walk with the Lord without compromise. This also includes the fearful, who are the increasing by making use of dope and drugs and all of those things, either in the form of heroin, cocaine, cigarettes, liquor, and other things. As we approach nearer the coming of our blessed Lord, this world will be turned into one drunken age. The use of tobacco now is appalling. Drunkenness is amazing. And the increase in other forms of dope is beyond human conception. Our law enforcement officials do not know how to cope with it. On every hand, there's murders and crimes and rape because of addiction to those things. Get this statement. The individual who has turned down Christ has one of two refuges today. either suicide, which we see on the rise, it's rampant now, or drug dealing, drug use. Now listen to this statement. They repented not of their fornication. Look at your newspaper, magazines, advertisement, all of those things. Visit up on the highways there, in your homes, on your television, you'll see nothing but a wave of lust which has engulfed the whole earth. I've called your attention to this fact several times. There is practically no Holy Spirit conviction manifested anywhere. Holy Spirit has been withdrawn, and the spirit and the sinful heart of man has been turned over to uncleanliness. All of this pedophiles, child rape, child molesting, all of those things, and then the homosexual marriages and homosexual, all of those, that's uncleanness, my friend. The only way the Lord can describe it is that it's unclean. It's an unclean spirit now. We do not realize that we have drifted so far towards the morals of Sodom and the lust of Gomorrah. Oh, my friend, when I think about old Lot, old brother Lot, the scripture says he was a righteous man, and I had never figured out how that he could do some of the things that he did, even offering his daughters to those homosexual men. But I don't know those things, and I know the Lord permits many things, but I know that Lot lived in a world of lust and all of those things. But the angels went there and dragged them out of the city of Sodom, dragged Lot and his two daughters, took them by the hand, and his wife. And on the way out of the city, they said to all of them, don't look back. Don't look back. Don't look back. Well, we know what happened, don't we? We know what happened. Ms. Lot looked back. Way off out there in the distance somewhere, she looked back at the smoke and the fire and the brimstone and the hail pouring down on Sodom and Gomorrah. After the Lord told her, don't look back. And she turned to a pillar of salt. They tell me it's still there. I don't know. It's not important. But listen, my friend. I tell you today, with the voice of God's authority, as commissioned by the Lord, don't look back. If the Lord's dealing with your heart, if you want to be saved, if you're looking to the Lord in the least bit, don't look back. Don't look back to the leeks and the garlics and the cucumbers of Egypt, like the children of Israel did there in the wilderness. They complained that Moses had brought them out to this place to die instead of looking to the Lord. They said, would to God we were back in the brick kilns of Egypt where the melons and the cucumbers and the leeks and the garlics were. They would have been happy, they said, to go back to the brick kilns of Egypt. They were slaves of Pharaoh making bricks day by day, but they also loved the leeks and the garlics and the cucumbers and the melons of the world. And how many of you are enjoying the leeks and the garlics and the cucumbers and the melons of this world? Now it's lust and pleasure and all of those things that folks would rather have than turning to the Lord. Did you know God's people are a separate people? The scripture says we are of the world, we are in the world, but we are not of the world. My friend, the scripture says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. I just like to stop occasionally on my broadcast and probe the hearts. I don't hear other broadcasters doing this. I like to stand in my pulpit and point my finger out in some individual and say, do you know the Lord? Are you a free man in Christ? Are you a new man in Christ? Has the old things passed away? Or are you still covet the things of this world? Many, many folks whom I know coveting the things of the world. They got their 401k covered up where nobody knows about it. They got their bank account covered up, but the Lord knows all about those things. And then they scrimp and save and do those things to keep from spending a nickel. Oh, I know, my friend. I know. Did you know what the Bible says? The Lord loves a cheerful giver. You know, I don't know many cheerful givers outside of this ministry. I don't. I have folks who complain about the preacher asked for money. I don't ask you for your money. The Bible says the tithe belongs to the Lord. Bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse. Oh, my friend, listen. Listen, we kind of got off our subject, hadn't we? But we bring you these studies on Revelation. We're looking there in the 9th chapter. We only have to be out with working men in the office or out there on the job somewhere. And you'll realize that two things that men and women are talking about today, and that's making money and the sin of lust. You can't hardly hear anyone stand around in the crowd of four or five men. Even at funerals, I've heard them at funerals tell smutty jokes and lustful jokes. You know why? Because that's in the heart. Did you know what's in the heart will come out? It will. Whether it's hatred for your brother, whether it's covetousness, whether it's just a hell devil attitude towards the world, it'll come out. You let somebody cross your will, my friend. If you're not saved, it'll come out. You let somebody give you an opportunity, you'll tell a smutty joke. And I heard a preacher one day say that he had told over 2,000 jokes in his pulpit. So he wrote a book. He said, "I tell a joke." Now that man, my friend, is lost as a goose in a whirlwind. He doesn't know anything about the Lord. And he'll wake up in hell one day if he's not already there. I don't know. But listen, my friend, God's children to live a separate life. This unregenerate world that we live in, with no fear of God before their eyes, uninfluenced by the Holy Spirit, lives for one thing, and that is self-indulgence and the abuse of sexual relationship. It makes my blood boil when I realize that the church folks today, all denominations, are living in such lustful lives. It shows that the church has no power. And if she has no power to grapple with the problems of her own membership, how can she influence the outside world? You say, "Pastor, that's a terrible indictment." Remember, I'm not critical. I'm stating facts, and I'll prove it to you with one question. Listen, where are your young people, Pastor? Are they in your prayer meetings? Where are my young people? Are they in the prayer meetings? Or they down at the picture show? Answer me that. Where are the men of your church? Are they in your prayer meetings? Are they down at the union hall or at the lodge hall? Answer me these two questions, and you will spell out the condition of the average church. Not only are our young people filling the picture shows, the theaters, and the dance hall, and the beer parlors, but our preachers are bringing the movies now into the church. So many of our radio listeners are writing that their churches are being turned into dance hall. It shows that the pastor has no message, the church has no power, and the work of the Holy Spirit is not known in that church. My God, where are we headed? It's just as God's Word says here, we are headed towards tribulation and from the pit. And the Word says, the latter part of this verse says, they repented not of their thefts. Another thing that brings about awful judgment is the infernal horses of hell is theft. The slogan today is get money. Make it honest if you can. But listen, you can't. But you make all means get money. The government today, our federal government, is being robbed, fleeced by individuals who stash away their money when they get ready to go on their old age pension. When they get ready to go on Medicare, they stash away and put away their investments and hide them away. And then make out like they're paupers so that they don't have to give up their nest egg and all of those things. That's thievery, my friend. That's theft. That's theft. Folks ask me, am I supposed to do that? No. No, you spend every nickel you got before you start letting the government pay for your nursing home. I tell you that, my friend. You may not like it. You may not appreciate it. You might do whatever you want to, but it's a sin. It's a sin. It may not be against the law, but I believe it is. But it's a sin. To lie, you got to fill out a form saying you don't have nothing. And if you got stuff stashed away somewhere, it's a lie. You're just lying. And the Lord says, they repented not of their theft. Oh, listen, my friend. Listen. People just won't have it. God's word, will it? No, they won't have it. And the old trailblazer here is just throwing out the gospel, giving out the gospel, that something may go home to some poor soul. And you say, "Well, old trailblazer, you're just ranting and raving." Well, I know I am, because I'm upset of how this world is going to hell without a refuge. Do you have a refuge for your soul, my friend? What is your refuge? Is it what you hold in your hand? You know you can't take it with you. All you can take with you is what you've given away. Have you given anything away, even a kind word today? Remember my address, the old trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. Goodbye, and God bless you.